Welcome to Totally Acoustic. I'm home for an amplified music. I'm not booked in my tunnel now, so it's totally about my school. Totally Acoustic.
Hey, very good.
I shall have a oof on repeat.
So yes, thanks so much for coming. I'm going to start off with a song.
That's pretty much what I was wanting to say.
Because in Peterborough was where I was raised. In my bedroom was where I spent most of my days, on a ZX Spectrum, as I've often mentioned. So I did my A-levels, I moved to Leicester. Well, I met a few people, I made a few friends, and this is a story about one of them. So come with me now on a journey through time to when I moved to London, near the Northern Line. I was going down to Balham when somebody said, let's go to Clapham and see the Gay Pride Festival there. I got on the underground, didn't really understand the scene I'd see before me down there. Cause there were lesbians to the left of me, a gay choir to the right, and two terrified tourists quivering with fright on the gay train. On the gay train, on the gay train in 1994. Woo, 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 woo. Do you remember that when it comes around again? It's Christmas. The carriage guard looked very frightened. He wasn't being quite as enlightened as I was trying to be. With liberalism writ on my face, looking very hetero, just in case, but no one even tried to get off with me. And there were lesbians to the left of me, a gay choir to the right, and two terrified tourists, quivering with fright, on the gay train, on the gay train, on the gay train, in 1994. I've never thought that's the people that I've thought. Some of it now. Then they let off all these balloons, each representing someone who they knew, who had died of AIDS. Everybody stopped acting quite so camp, and I remember thinking to myself that that was the most moving thing I'd seen all day. And there were lesbians to the left of me, a gay choir to the right, and this terrified tourist suddenly felt all right. On the gay train, on the gay train, on the gay train in 1994. As my mate Billy's dad would say, does it really matter if you're straight or gay? All that matters is love. As my mate Billy's dad would say, does it really matter if you're straight or gay? All that matters is love. On the gay train, on the gay train, on the gay train in 1994. That is totally true. Millage was pretty much my best friend throughout senior school, and his dad did say that. His dad sat down for a talk and said, "Listen, son," which was hello. He didn't say hello, Jenny. That was me. So I'm going to start now. I'm going to do two more songs. Right now, hopefully, you will have in front of you a sheet of paper. As Neville Chamberlain once said. On the front side of that is some instructions which says, please write on this piece of paper what you would like for Christmas. I think what I might do, obviously I was going to suggest that you hold it up, but I think maybe what we'll do is while I'm singing the song, I will glare around the room, and when my glare meets yours, if you would just shout out what you'd like for Christmas. But hold it up as well, because it may become incomprehensible. So yeah, anyway, so are we all clear then? So there are going to be two verses, two choruses, an instrumental break. I will start glaring over here. Is that okay? I'll start glaring over here. Yeah. Oh, this one, this one, this one, this fine. I'll start glaring. You're just been big finished, right? Fine. So I will, and then we will shout out. If it works, it'd be great. If it doesn't work, it won't be. if it doesn't work, the baby Jesus will cry. Yes. So, consumer shopping, but I didn't take a list. I want to get you some... Let's start properly. I went to do my shopping, but I didn't take a list. I know that in your stocking you'll be wanting some of this for Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. I used a bit of effort and an awful lot of love to make sure that I got you something really, really good for Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. Here we go.
That's all part of the concept album.
A big pie. Comics.
Good choice.
And an Xbox.
Greedy but fine.
Well, do I have one girlfriend?
The ability to sing.
Me too.
Poppies.
Kitten.
Monkey.
Good weather.
Very good.
Roast potatoes stuffing Yorkshire put gravy and sprouts.
For Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. Got you what you want for Christmas. I got you what you want for Christmas. Apart from the puppies. Thank you. I'm sure Santa subscribes to the podcast. So right, so this is the last one now. So if you'd like to turn over your sheets. Oh, I'm just teaching. It's like missing out on me, isn't it? Really? So this is my favourite Christmas song. I've written several Christmas songs. This is my favourite of my favourite Christmas songs. So if you look, when you glance down, you'll see that the words I would like you to sing are in bold. The words that I would hope that I remember are not in bold. So we did this last year and it just went horribly wrong. So thanks very much. So basically the idea of this song is that it is an advent calendar of fact, the factual account of advent, and it goes like this. Hello, yes, question.
Can you clarify, are we doing the door one column as well? Yes. That might not be clear.
Yes, that's in, yes, that yes. Everything that's involved.
Yeah, I know, but at a glance, you might just think it's these. I'm glad you're asked. Yes, thank you.
Settle.
So, are we doing the name of the song?
Yes. One, two, three.
The Advent Calendar of Facts.
We will be from now on, that's right. Door one, a robin in a woodland scene.
Door two,
a parcel with a bow.
Door three,
a traditional Christmas tree.
Door four,
a pointless pile of snow.
Door five,
a drunken mob of carol singers.
Door six,
appears to be a Christmas sock. It's a madness having calendars bring us, but there's one thing it is not. It's not like the Christmas that I know and like. Like any Christmases I've had. Some bring me advent calendars of falsehood, myth or lies. Bring me the advent calendar of facts. Good so far.
Door seven.
It's raining all day long.
Door eight.
Westlife at number one.
Door nine.
A child falls off a brand new bike.
Door ten.
Cat entangled in the Christmas lights.
Door 11.
Someone saying, let's play triv.
Door 12.
Me not escaping to the pub. It may not sound like it, but this is something that I love. Cause this is the Christmas that I know and like. And this is all the Christmases I've had. This is not a calendar of falsehood, myth or lies. This is the advent calendar of fact. Whack, that's what they say. Wide fronts,
40,
jumpers,
50,
receipts get just 60, in case.
60.
See, it's harder than it looks. Where were we?
60.
Massage shoes. So where were we?
6 days.
Root puns. Massage shows. The look on your nan's face. Being drunk at 9 a.m. seems like a good idea. When combining your family with free wine, whiskey, rum and beer. And this is the Christmas that I know and like. This is all the Christmases I've had. This is not a calendar of false or mythical lies. This is the advent calendar of facts. Half a jar of cranberry sauce. A pile of washing up. Highlight a pen to the radio time. A tape we'll never watch. Burnt brandy on a Christmas pudding that no one wants to eat.
24.
Walnuts to watch the film with, then all falling fast asleep. And
this is the Christmas that I know and like. This is all the Christmases I have. This is not a calendar of falsehood, myth or lies. This is the advent calendar of facts.
One more time for Santa.
This is the Christmas that I know. This is all the Christmases I've had. This is not a calendar of falsehood, myth or lies. This is the advent calendar of facts.
The calendar of...
Thank you, our second course of the evening. He's a gentleman who's played Tony Houston before and was marvellous, so hence I've asked him to come back because if he had been marvellous, I wouldn't. So please give a big whoop for Andy Hudson, aka Andy Pocket.
Thank you. The first song's in 5/8 time, so you're going to have to put it in. First song is a celebration of people who start looking forward to Christmas a little bit earlier than.
Familiar feel, a picture of you wearing tinsel, but honey, it's only June.
When you'll peak too soon,
a chill in the air brings a spring to your step. The people at work start to smile as you chance on them in the lips,
but they always did.
Every high street screams, come down and join the party. And every carol throws its arms around you. A charity shop in the centre of town. You're already wondering which celeb will turn the Christmas lights on. But it's still only June. And every tree has tinsel missing. The first two notes of every double you ring sound like a festive tune. But it's still only June. And every landmark looks best with snow upon it. And every church bell is a kind of tonic. The heartache of the summer. Well, it's such a long wait, but all you have to do is drift away, and you can almost catch Christmas in your sights.
Thank you.
When Mark asked me to play Toasty Acoustic back in August, I thought I'll go for the 21st of December, and then I can play all those Christmas songs that I've always wanted to play but don't get the chance to. And then I realised two things. The first I found out was that we had our work Christmas party this afternoon and my boss was buying all the drinks, which was a shame. And the second thing I realised was that there's only two Christmas songs I've got which I'm prepared to play in public. So instead I'm going to take you through an entire calendar year of songs. With my next four remaining songs, I'm going to do a song for spring, a song for summer, one for autumn, and then finish with another Christmas song. So this first one is the spring song, and it's about starting up something new because it's spring and how that worked out. It's not happening. Just ruined my own song. Okay. I took the pictures from the walls, packed my possessions in a box, typed my password in just one last time, then logged off. I trolled the flea markets for weeks, packed tables, chairs and random soft furnishings in a rented van for the coast to try my hand at something else. Found a place just off the high street, barely cheap. Met the agency in town and signed a 3-year lease. What this town really needs is a new sidewalk cafe. I'm pitching at the laid-back friendly crowds, mothers with pushchairs and some intellectuals. People will travel to this artistic space. I'll get some well-mannered students in to help out on a Saturday. I'll give them double pay, they'll love this sidewalk cafe. We opened in the springtime, some big launch, placed adverts in the local papers, it's 2-for-1, under new management, a brand new sidewalk cafe. I shelled out for the high-spec coffee machine, I'd advertised across the county. 4 hours later and I'm falling apart, we're losing all of our punters to the chain bar, sitting 2 doors down, can't find anyone to fill the sidewalk cafe. Changing menus and I'm feeling the strain. I'm sorry if you wanna stay here, so you're gonna have to buy something. This ain't a charity, it's just a sidewalk cafe. Tried putting on a folk night, bands won't play. Tried a literary recital, but literally no one came. It's just myself and the poet in this sidewalk cafe. I need a plumber for the blocked up sink. I need a good engineer to come and fix this coffee machine. I can't face staring at these empty seats. I can't face the thought of any wanted for student redundancies. I know it's time to leave this stupid sidewalk cafe. So I took the pictures from the walls, packed my possessions in the box, made a latte one last time, and then I locked up. I threw the furnishings away, sold the cups and plates, and I fly-tipped the tables by the motorway on the way back to exactly where I started from. Coming to the end of the year and not perhaps doing all the things that you'd hoped to do in that year, and it's called Winding Down for Christmas. Mm-hmm.
Christmas Eve, 5 p.m. in the town market, traders pull the shutters down upon another year. The shoppers head back home, and everything's winding down at the local railway station. Last train shuts its doors, and if you want another one, you'll have to wait a while, 'cause everything's winding down for Christmas. Another year, and all those plans said I'd learn to speak Italian, how to cook authentic Thai cuisine. I didn't know where to begin. Now everything's winding down. I said I'd learn to East Coast swing and sweep my girl right off the feet, but I'm out of time, it's all gone. And everything's winding down for Christmas. The city center falls asleep, but can't you give me 2 more weeks? The high street's like a library, or can't you give me 2 more weeks of things to get done? But everything's winding down. Yeah, everything's winding down, but I've still got things I need to get done. Christmas Eve, it's nearly 12, and the church bells for me wrapping the curtain down upon another year, effectively because, well, everything's winding down, every plan is pushed aside while spend the next week forced relaxing, it's all postponed, it's on hold, 'cause everything's winding down for Christmas. The city center falls asleep, but can't you give me 2 more weeks? The high street's like a library, but can't you give me 2 more weeks? I have things to get done, but everything's winding down. Yeah, everything's winding down, and I've still got things I need to get done. Christmas Day, a service station, a warm cup of coffee from a thermos on the motorway back home. I guess it wouldn't hurt to think about winding down. I'll save the list, and maybe next year get a grip. I can't blame Christmas for all the things I ain't done. Now everything's winding down, and so am I.
So here's somebody who, as now you probably wouldn't have guessed this from hearing me sing, but I quite like Billy Bragg. I know. It's blowing your minds. And I used to go and see Billy Bragg, and he'd come out really inspired and fired up. And not very many people can do that, but this is somebody who can do that. I've been to see Christie T many times and always come away from it feeling fired up, feeling ready to go and do something, and feeling like I could be a better person. No, it's not, but it's Christmas. So that's big enough, isn't it? I think. So please welcome somebody who's bloody who's absolutely fantastic, one of my favourite people I've ever seen. Let's hope he's not shit now. Please welcome Chris Stinson.
Thank you very
very much, you complete bastard. This is a new Christmas song. It's called Boxing Day.
I had a Christmas kiss with mistletoe and click, buzzing our thing through club toilet speakers. We shared a Christmas light, singing its Christian rhymes, chopped out on a system and laughing at my weakness. She said, you should thank the Lord for all of me that I hold back, 'cause if I loved you like you ask, then it would stop you in your tracks. Leftovers, leftovers. On Boxing Day, we all feed on leftovers, leftovers thrown away before New Year's Eve. She said, everyone here is rude, everyone here is loud, so we crawl out on the back porch, let our ears stop ringing. I thought maybe I pulled as she drags me through the crowd, but it's not that kind of evening, the talking's just beginning. She said, you should wind your heartbreak down and get back in the ring. We're living in the world where Simon Cowell owns everything. But leftovers, leftovers, on Boxing Day, we'll all feed on leftovers. And in the square the students protest. For a while back there they were a joke, but I guess they came back into style. Now they're needed. Coldest ever Christmas morning, papers take the bait, all joking about global warming. But deep down we all know that warning should have been heeded. And early January, take photos of all the dead Christmas trees piled up in the park for incineration. Take a look at all these people, take a look at me. I know exactly what that look means. We've got a whole winter to get through. Desperation. You should stand and sing for all the mess that we're getting in. Because these truths that we hold to be self-evident, they're trampling leftovers, leftovers. On Boxing Day, we still feed on leftovers, leftovers thrown away before New Year's Eve. Wow, you're absolutely gorgeous, audience. Thank you so much. What a beautiful event, Mark. I have found over the years I've fallen slightly in love with MJ, but he's one of those people who's far, far sexier than he thinks he is. It's an odd feeling, you know. He spends his whole life performing in a kind of down-to-earth, anti-sexy way, but really he's a gorgeous man. This is a song that I co-wrote with a poet called A.A. Milne. Don't laugh. You're a great poet. This has not got Winnie the Pooh in, sorry. This is... he never returns his emails.
I've said that joke. You know when you get into that shtick where if you play a load of shows, you say the same joke in between?
Yes.
Anyway, this is a song from his poetry book When We Were Very Young, and it's called Market Square. It's either quite a sophisticated allegory for communism, or it's a song about rabbits. Took my penny to the market square. I wanted a rabbit. I do like rabbits, and I look for my rabbit. It's everywhere there. I went to the store where they sold sweet lavender. Only a penny for a bunch of lavender. Have you got a rabbit? Because I don't want lavender. They didn't have a rabbit. Got anywhere there. Then I had a penny, and I had another penny. Took my pennies to the market square. I wanted a rabbit. I do like rabbits, and I look for my rabbit most everywhere there. I went to the store where they sold fresh mackerel. Roll up, 2 pence, fresh caught mackerel. Have you got a rabbit? Because I don't like mackerel. They didn't have a rabbit, not anywhere there. Sixpence, right silver sixpence. Took in my hand to the market square. I was buying my rabbit, a little brown rabbit. And I looked for my rabbit, most everywhere there. I went to the store where they sold new saucepans. Step up, sixpence for a brand new saucepan. Have you got a rabbit? Because we've got 2 saucepans. But they didn't have a rabbit, not anywhere there. Not anywhere there. No, I ain't got nothing. So I didn't go down to the market square. But I walked on the common, the old gold common. And I saw little rabbits most everywhere there. So I'm sorry for the guys who sell new saucepans. Sorry for the guys who sell fresh mackerel. And I'm sorry for the guys who sell sweet lavender. Cause they don't have a rabbit, not anywhere there. No, they don't have a rabbit, not anywhere there. Not anywhere there. Not anywhere there. Okay, I might fuck this one up because I haven't pressed it. This is the title track. I had an album out this year called Love Is Not Rescue, and because I'm known for sort of shouting about stuff, it's a really quiet album, so some people that normally like me didn't like it, but then quite a lot of other nice people who don't normally give shit about me said, oh, you did a good album. So overall, anyway, this is the title track, and I really don't want to fuck it up because it's really quiet, so I reflect my light into a minor key. I think of you. It freezes me somewhere within. I wonder what you would sing. Love is not rescue. Love is not rescue. You need to hold people to work. But we're broken, sharing out the hurt. I went blank, ran out of paint. My paint you drank, my paint was wine. You drank too much, you threw it up. in the car park on my good shoes. In the morning it was done. In the morning. In the morning we were done. In the shattered. I'll always treasure the things you touched, but not so much it matters. Love is not rescue. Love is not rescue. You need to hold people to work, but we're broken. Sharing out the hurt. Sharing out the hurt. I love the texture of this evening, the way it's gradually got less and less cheerful as the it's a real honour to share stage with both Mark and Andy at it's a funny old world, and I got to meet Bob Crow this summer, and he was pissed out of his face and he said, son, you'll go far. I said, oh, and he didn't. I'll play one more. I think you've been really lovely. What a beautiful evening. I've had the most amazing little run of Christmas shows. I've unexpectedly chuffed to see Harry here. Thank you very much for coming, who put on an amazing gig for me at the St Pancras Old Church last week. And I'd never heard of it. You know, in London, no new venues are there. And then this guy found one, and it was brilliant, brilliant, beautiful church. And then I've not played Totally Acoustic for MJ before, and I'm really blown away. You're so lovely. I was expecting a really nice. also I played some pianos for a secular carol party the other night in a community hall in Brighton. It was like 2.5 hours of carols, and it was amazing. It's the best thing ever. So, even if you hate God, don't write off Christmas carols. I'm not going to play it. I'm not going to play any more Christmas songs. Shut up. This is called Words Fail Me. Thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. I might screw this one up as well. One of my New Year's resolutions is I'm not going to swear next year. I will not in song. Like, I don't mind saying swear words in song, but I'm going to try and not say fucking cunt and shit whenever I get the opportunity, because I say them far too often. That's got no relevance to this. Did a lot of walking. Did a lot of kissing. Did a lot of singing. And let the phone keep ringing down the hall. Did a lot of drinking and eating. I can still hear the drums are beating, but I never did a business meeting where I didn't feel 6 inches tall. I did a lot of driving, not so much arriving, getting lost on purpose, so I didn't have to be where I was really meant to be going, maybe without knowing. Anything, everything that frightened me, and words fail me, words fail me. lips fail me every time. Words fail me, betray and derail me. My own words are leaving me behind. They're leaving me behind. I did a lot of climbing and a lot of moaning. I did some redefining, but moving those goalposts never works. So now I'm doing some concluding about all I've been losing. It's not fucking funny. I took a pointless bruising and gained nothing from the hurts. The words fail me. Words fail me. Words fail me every time. Words fail me. Betray. Failing and a lot more failing. In the Ten Commandments, God never said thou shalt not fail. So this is a new beginning. This is a new beginning. I quit the talking and the singing. Leave those fuck notes to there. Wherever I was going to leave them to, and I can't remember what the word is. Tales and words tell me. Thank you guys. Words tell me. Words tell me every time. Words tell me. Betray and derail me. My own words are leaving.
Well, that was totally acoustic, and what a lovely Christmas evening was had by one and all. We're taking a bit of a break now. The next batch of shows start on 8th of March, but we will be having a special compilation of the best of the bits you haven't heard yet, which should be out in a couple of weeks' time. Until then, though, thanks to everybody who came to the show and has come to all of our shows. Thanks to you very much for listening and to everybody who's been a part of it. If you want to see the details of who's coming up next, come to our webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com/... But yeah, other than that, have a lovely Christmas and see you in the new year.